This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Jindal administration unveils its budget proposal for the next fiscal year today. What solutions to the projected $1.6 billion deficit will be proposed?
Until we see it, we don't really know.
Lafayette Representative Joel Robideau admits he's not in the loop. But even House Speaker Chuck Cleckley says he's been kept in the dark.
I know nothing. I don't know anything more than you know or what I've read in the press.
What we do know is how the process will work. Though the legislature doesn't officially convene until April 13th, the House Appropriations Committee will start work on the budget in just over 2 weeks. They'll call State Department heads to the table to explain why, or why not, the proposed budget works.
I cannot do inspections without inspectors, and we cannot continue to take these cuts.
And department chiefs better do their homework because, as Appropriations Chairman Jim Fannin said last year, he wants answers, not excuses.
We are a budget committee. We will be asking you about your financial expenditures. When you come to the table, be prepared.
The committee will comb through the budget piece by piece, tweaking a bit here and there. By mid-May, it will move to the House floor for debate and a vote.
The bill is finally passed.
Meanwhile, the Senate Finance Committee will meet weekly throughout the session, taking departmental testimony. Once they finally get the House-approved version, they'll only have to work through the House changes before sending it to the full Senate for debate and a vote. Right around Memorial Day.
37 yeas, 1 nay, the bill is finally passed.
So, it's what Representative Robideau said at the start.
Until we see it, we don't really know.
That won't really be until adjournment, June 11th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.